catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Saturday night, the Ducks played host to the St. Louis Blues. Anaheim and the Blues last squared off on November 19th and November 21st, both contests in St. Louis. The Ducks dropped both of those games, with the Blues looking to secure a season sweep on Saturday night at Honda Center. In the opening period, Troy Terry got the scoring started with a power play goal a minute and 46 seconds into the game.
Off an arm wide, Anaheim gets it in front. Shattenkirk sets it up, a drive, they score! Troy Terry gets one here to give Anaheim an early lead on special teams, his 21st of the season. It was a rocket which beat Bennington cleanly, and Anaheim on the board first.
Terry's 21st goal of the season, Kevin Shattenkirk and Jakob Silverberg assisted on the game's opening tally. 15 seconds after Terry's icebreaker, St. Louis tied the game.
Farmer, Bruin, defenseman flipping the puck to center. Here comes St. Louis. Possible 2-on-1. Falk in front. They score! Justin Falk threw the puck rink-wide for Jakub Vrána, who just slid it by John Gibson. And just like that, seconds after the Terry tally, the Blues have tied things up here at 1-1.
In an energized opening 20 minutes of play, the newest Duck, Nikita Nesterenko, scored his first NHL goal in just his third game in the National.
Puck deflects off an Anaheim stick, held in. McTavish, front of the net, they score! And that's the newcomer who gets the goal. A big one, a memorable one for Nesterenko. Gets mobbed by his teammates. He puts Anaheim up 2-1, and congratulations go to order for Nikita Nesterenko.
Mason McTavish and Troy Terry assisted on the Ducks' second tally. Back and forth, the two sides went as the Blues netted two more goals before the opening frame ended.
And St. Louis will nudge it up the ice. Here they come. Down Blay in the slot, shoots, he scores! What a shot that was by Sammy Blay. Snaps it up over the left shoulder of John Gibson, and the Blues fight back to tie up the game at 2-2. A chance to do that with a victory against St. Louis. This one's going to be a tough game for both teams to win. Here, Shannon shoots, he scores! Braden Shen comes right back, fires the puck off John Gibson's arm, in behind him, and the Blues score another one in a very short period of time. It's a 3-2 Blues lead now.
3-2 was the score after 20 minutes of play. In the second, St. Louis wasted no time adding to their lead with two goals in the opening minute and 31 seconds.
Falling off balance, lost the puck to Parayko. 2-on-1 developing, 3-on-1 now, a shot, they score. Feed from the right wing side, puck put in by Braden Shen. And a minute two into the middle period, St. Louis increases their lead to 4-2. Oh, and there's a solid hit by Kapanen on Simon Benoit. Then a shot in close by Blay, missed the net. Another shot from way out, they score! A shot from the blue line, and the St. Louis player right there at the side of the net. For me, there was no distinct kicking motion, but the puck deflected off the player's skate. And I believe that was Kasperi Kapanen. See if they take a look at it. He was just standing there, and I think that's a legit goal.
That would be all the scoring in the middle frame as the Ducks went into the third down 5-2. 15 seconds into the final 20 minutes, the Blues added their sixth goal of the game.
Letty tossing it up the ice for Kapanen. Crisscrossing there with Walker, and a shot, they score! Not so much for that idea. St. Louis scores their sixth goal 15 seconds into the third period with 1:11 left in the Max Jones minor. And now the St. Louis Blues making it a one-sided affair.
Following five consecutive goals from St. Louis, Ryan Strom found the twine.
You might have three or four. I might have three or four, and the Ducks get one! Ryan Strom in front of the net after the Ducks did some legwork along the boards behind Bennington. And Ryan Strom in a great position to redirect the puck behind Bennington to cut the St. Louis lead down to 6-3.
Strom's 14th goal of the season, Trevor Zegras and Max Jones assisted. 6-3 was the final score as St. Louis secured the season sweep over the Ducks. Here's what head coach Dallas Aikens had to say after the game.
We could have had much more zone time, much more chances if we would have just been more responsible. But I think when we sometimes starting a game like that can move to your detriment because it just feels like you're going to do whatever you want out there against the other team, and that's certainly not the case against that team. They're too deep. They've got lots of guys that have been through playoffs, things like that. You're not going to be able to do that to them.
Nikita Nesterenko also shared his thoughts about scoring his first NHL goal.
Yeah, Terry made a great play, dropped it back to Mac T, and then Mac T made an unbelievable pass, found me. I had an open net, so all I had to do was put it in. So great play by both of them.
What's going through your mind when you're
Just the relief, I guess. Pointing to Mac T. That was all him on the pass, so gotta celebrate with him for setting that up. So, yeah, a lot of relief for sure.
The Ducks will be back in action on Monday as they'll play the finale of their 8-game homestand against the Colorado Avalanche. Puck drop for Monday's game will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on DuckStream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.